A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that very time, there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" The gardener replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. There are always going to be people who think that episodes of terrible violence or fatal accidents are a sign, a punishment for sin. But that, obviously, is really just superstition. Jesus is quite clear about it. The people who suffer or die are not being used by God as an example or labeled worst sinner in Galilee or wherever. There's no implication of that in the story Jesus tells. On the contrary, we don't know exactly what these incidents were. We don't have a historical record of them. But what matters is the use, the typical use that Jesus makes of incidents that must have been familiar to his listeners. What matters is not the historical fact, but the fact that they learn from what goes on around them, that they focus not on the victims of these incidents, but on what we can learn from them as examples. It's like all the times that Jesus talks to people about things like looking after sheep or cultivating vines. He takes what's very familiar to the people listening to him, and he shows them how to relate it to their relationship with God. The point is in the repeated words, "unless you repent." There seems to be some urgency there. Unless you repent, you'll perish as they did. But paradoxically, if you like, in the parable of the fig tree, he seems to suggest less urgency. Because the gardener says, "Don't be in too much of a hurry to cut this tree down. With care, maybe in a year it will be fruitful." Okay, so we need to repent now, without hanging about. We mustn't put it off. We must get on with it. But God is the gardener. God is the one who says, "Give it time, give it care, maybe it'll all come right." I can't help thinking, what if he hadn't given time to some of the saints? Think about St. Augustine. Think about Francis of Assisi. For that matter, think of Paul, who was so happy to be persecuting Christians until his conversion. People aren't born great saints, with very, very few exceptions. But we can change, we can grow. But don't let's put it off. Don't let's postpone the effort to change and grow. And also, I think we need to put this passage in the total context of what Jesus taught. He reminds us again and again that we should be alert, that we should be ready for our face-to-face encounter with the Father. "Don't worry about possessions," he says. "It's spiritual riches that count, not how much money you have in the bank." make sure you're not left out of the party because you're not prepared, he says, because like the bridesmaids in the parable, you didn't have enough oil for your lamp. As the scouts say, be prepared. And be prepared now, not tomorrow or the next week or some year in the future. Be prepared. It's very practical advice. It's the advice that Hamlet gives to us when he says, the readiness is all. Being ready is what matters. The garden of the soul needs attention right now. So we work on it. We feed it with, of all unlikely things, manure. Isn't that interesting? Manure is something we think of in other contexts as the disgusting waste, animal waste, smells, doesn't look very attractive. But it's so valuable when you use it as food for plants. We need to reflect on this. What can we recycle that seems to be useless? What can we use that seems not to be very attractive to cultivate our lives, cultivate our souls, so that we too, like the fig tree, bear fruit?